across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Oh, welcome to Feel Good Friday, Crivo.
Yes. And what a Friday it is.
Right. Going into a long weekend.
Oh,
tick.
Tick. And then, of course, we're giving away fuel today, Meg.
Oh, left, right and centre. Every caller who gets to air today, not in the draw for free fuel.
Gets
it. We're giving you free fuel.
Straight off the bat.
Yeah. How good is that?
I can't even believe it.
We'll open the phone lines a little later on this morning because we're not going to do it just yet.
No.
We're going to make you work for it, my friend.
How are you this morning?
You know what? I'm happy. I'm going into a long weekend. We're good.
Awesome stuff.
3 days of sleeping.
Yeah, ready.
Oh,
you're ready for it.
I'm looking forward to it. Yesterday was the tick, 3 weeks until I leave. I go away. So we're into that 2 week thing now. So I'm feeling good.
How exciting.
How was your afternoon?
Yeah, good. You know, I've got this stomach bug thing.
Yes.
And then last night, I was like, you know what? You know, at the end of it, you start to get a bit hungry.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? I reckon I'm ready for a proper meal.
What'd you have?
Like chicken and rice and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
But, like, it was a bit spicy.
Ooh.
Wasn't ready for a proper meal.
No, you weren't.
Straight through me.
Oh, you poor bugger. You were running a little bit late this morning.
Yeah, it was a bit of the hangover from that. But I'm feeling fine now. I feel fine now.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I had, like, a little, what do you call it, anti-cramp medicine.
Oh, that's
so
a good idea. Good
ready
idea.
To go.
We've got like, a pharmacy here. We've got Nurofen, Panadol. I think I've got cold and flu tablets. Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
You're working tomorrow, unfortunately, aren't you?
Yeah.
Long weekend's not really a long weekend. Nice way to remind her.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no dramas. No dramas.
At least there's a weekend, like, at the end of it.
That's true. Yeah, you're bringing the vibe up. We're trying to bring the vibe
up. Exactly.
Are you excited for the grand final this weekend?
Yes.
Oh,
I've got
good.
A barbecue already planned that I'm heading to.
Oh, that's cool. So it's going to be a full event.
Oh, yeah. Well, the mate I'm going to see is, like, a full-blown, what is he, Panthers fan, like, insane.
I was talking about the NRLW Knights.
Oh, no. I said, will I be able to watch the Knights ladies beforehand?
Yeah.
Like, we got to make sure that's on. And he's like,
good.
That's fine, that's
good.
Fine. I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not watching the normal grand final.
Yeah, I'll tune out by that point.
Yeah.
That's the only one I care about.
Megan Crivo. The Novos.
Meg.
I can't believe
you just missed this.
What?
You play, like, music-based chat. It's the end of September.
It's September.
It's early in the morning.
Look,
you couldn't even say September correctly just then.
To be fair, Billy Joe has asked on multiple occasions, can he stop being tagged in memes and whatnot?
Well, we're not tagging him in anything. He doesn't live around here.
What did I say? September.
Just then, yeah.
Yeah, oh, mate. It's early.
It is early.
It's early. The cup of tea has not kicked in yet. But it is a Feel Good Friday, and we have something amazing today.
That we do.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to derail what you were...
You derail all you like. It's a Feel Good Friday. Let's get loose.
We're giving away so much free petrol today.
Mate, it's so good. That fuel excise is finished or whatever it is. I know a place to... jumped up by like 30 cents a litre.
They've already put the prices
up. It's a joke. It took them forever to bring it down.
I know. They didn't mind delaying for that.
No. Make that money, boo.
But every single person that's on the air today with us, whatever you call for, whatever segment or if you've got a story or something, you're getting free petrol.
Now, if you just ring up with no story and get to air, we're not going to put you to air, to be fair.
Yeah, you've got to have some...
You've got to work for it, my friend.
A legitimate reason, but if you do, you're getting the free petrol.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got
other fuel cards, help fill the tank up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone needs the help at this time.
Yes.
And especially, like you said, everything's going up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping you with that all day today. Well, during our show.
During our show, actually.
Yeah.
I think after our show, though, we've got Wogboy tickets.
Oh, God.
Like, come on. Still pretty good.
What more do you want in life?
This will help especially if you're doing, like, a long weekend road trip.
Yeah.
Like, I know the fuel part is the most expensive.
Bugger
the food. It's the fuel now that costs more.
That's right.
You can live on 2 minute noodles while you're on the road. It's fine. But the fuel, you can't get around that.
You can't put a cheaper thing in the car. It doesn't work.
A bit of a fuel frenzy is what we're doing today. So
that's
if you get
right.
on air with us between now
and
9 o'clock this morning, you'll get yourself free fuel.
Simple as that.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local as New FM.
Of course, big news in America at the moment is the hurricanes.
Yeah,
happening, right?
I've got a mate in Florida who's had to evacuate twice.
Oh,
which
God.
Isn't great. He's safe at the moment, which I'm thankful
that
for.
That is very lucky.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously a lot of what's happening, you know, there's a lot of news coming out about it. Reporters on the ground. Some eagle-eyed viewers have spotted what appears to be a franger on a microphone.
You got to do what you got to do in these kind of situations.
So, this is, look, we'll get into the details. Yeah. What's happened? What's going on? Is it really a condom on a microphone or what?
Okay.
Up next.
All right, details.
Full investigation.
Of course. You've
required.
You've done your due diligence. You know what's going on.
Proper journalism here, Meg.
Of course.
We're not idiots.
Highbrow stuff. Highbrow stuff.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, so of course, big news in the States with there's a hurricane happening at the moment. All
Category 5 at the moment.
Oh, it's full on, right?
Yeah.
All the news reporters in the country, of course, are there at the moment. One eagle-eyed viewer has spotted on an NBC 2 broadcast, they're like, is that lady got a condom on her microphone, like an actual condom?
Mm.
It's got like the little reservoir tip and
tip
stuff that you can see at the end. And people are like, surely not. Surely not. She's not banging that thing around her mouth when it's got a, like a, you know,
Is it one of the flavoured ones? What?
Well, they thought like there was theories going around that perhaps it was just some sort of protection from the rain or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, the team at NBC 2 have actually spoken about this.
Okay.
Because there's been such a wide-ranging response to it.
I have seen the pictures. Mm. It just dead set looks like a franger.
Yeah, exactly, right? So the lady who is basically doing the news report has said, a lot of people are asking me what is on my microphone. It is what you think. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
You can't get these mics wet. Also good tip right there, if you see what I'm saying.
Hey, if you don't know anything about audiovisual equipment, getting them wet can ruin them.
Especially the tip.
Yes.
There's a lot of wind and rain, so we got to do what we got to do, and this is put a condom on the microphone.
Surely by now they would have had some protective gear made for microphones that you didn't have.
Or a waterproof one.
Or a waterproof one for this particular situation.
Otherwise, it's just condoms and all this equipment.
Yes.
What about when, like, Attenborough does an undersea, like, you know, documentary?
Now,
they's putting condoms on everything.
What I have to admit, though, is I've never
Durex
seen...
Durex would be thrilled about the whole situation.
I've never seen Carl Stefanovic at a flood zone with a condom on a microphone.
Neither
have
I.
You know how he's always floating through a river somewhere with a microphone and he's got the umbrella and he's got the wet weather gear and all that kind of stuff on? I've never seen him with a condom on a microphone.
Yeah.
Maybe the budget at NBC 2 isn't very great.
They can't afford the waterproof mics.
No. I'm very curious, though. Like, is it one of the, like, fancy flavoured ones? Have you seen the glow-in-the-dark ones?
Oh.
Maybe?
I'm just looking here. It doesn't look like it's been ribbed for pleasure.
No.
Not studded either. Although it does look like they've sort of put, like, a hairband around the bottom to keep it, you know, tight at
place,
the bottom.
Yeah. In place. Just putting it out there as well, those flavoured ones, they smell disgusting.
It's a no from me.
It's a no from me. Like, I'm not... If we go out for an outside broadcast, you're not going to see us popping a franger on a microphone. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not a thing.
We'll just do it in a dry spot.
Or we just don't do it at all if it's raining.
Yep.
Get an early mark.
It works well for me.
For sure. Hey, on the other side of this, when was your last breakup, Crevo?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
It was before I...
Obviously met Emmy.
You met Emmy, yeah.
Yeah, so at least 7, 8 years ago.
More
she been
than
with
that.
Her for how long?
This is year 9, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Now, with your last breakup, did you initiate it or were you broken up with?
I initiated
it. You initiated it. Imagine planning your breakup with your significant other in advance.
Oh, that's weird.
Sounds a bit weird?
Yep.
Details on the other side of this.
Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Now, as much as I find this next story a little bit weird, I kind of get it at the same time. So this couple in the US, she's got the woman's gone onto TikTok to basically map out their breakup. But it's a mutual breakup.
Oh, God. This
right?
is
so
all
what
a bit
she's
weird,
done
isn't it?
Is they were planning their holiday, basically, their breakup holiday.
What?
This is the thing, apparently. So they decided we're going to part ways. We're going to go in different directions, kind of like a job. We're going in different directions.
Yeah.
But they decided to go on, like, a reminiscing holiday before the official split.
This is so weird, right? Isn't it? God.
So they went on this. They went on this trip. We cuddled in this spot for 4 hours, reminiscing. We talked about all our fears, all our plans for healing, and what we hope for our futures. It was heartbreaking and healing all at once.
Oh God, I'll have none of that. Thanks.
This just seems a little bit weird.
If you break up, you want to wrap that thing up and start
That's
on
the
next
thing.
Thing.
For like, well, when Josh and I split, for example, yeah. Yes, it was mutual. We didn't go through any of this crap.
You're not going on a holiday
no.
together. Wow.
I don't understand. She's gone through this on TikTok, right? And she's actually, like, mapped out the whole thing. 4.2 million views.
Jeez, people watch anything is what that proves.
Oh, TikTok, to be fair. But it's like, but what I don't understand is it was the preparation for the separation.
Yeah,
normally it's
bizarre.
Pretty much a, like, for example, when Josh and I split,
yeah.
It was we sat down, we realized this isn't working. Do you want to call it? Cool, no dramas. Within 5 minutes, we realise, okay, we're not a couple anymore.
Simple as that.
We're not planning. Okay, so we're going to give you 2 weeks' notice so you can wrap up, cash out your annual leave.
This
isn't a job.
You're not leaving a career in human resources.
No. Now, a lot of people, though, agree with it, saying, look, I was with my high school sweetheart for 16 years and we decided the same thing and we decided to part ways mutually, blah, 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 blah. But I can't tell you I know anyone who has planned their breakup
with the holiday.
No, with the other person aware it was coming.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Normally, when you're planning a breakup, you're planning how to break up with them and then get the out of that situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
I mean, weirdest breakup I've ever heard of,
yeah.
Right there.
We did this and it made us realise how much we love each other, so we decided not to break up, another person said.
There you go.
Imagine doing that, though. You go through all this, you go on this little romantic end of relationship holiday, and then you realise how much you love the other person, but they don't love you anymore.
Either way, it's going to end up awkward.
Awkward. If you're going to do this, I advise not, because someone's going to get hurt.
Ugh, terrible.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be playing 5 in 10 on the other side of this. Your chance to win tickets to our advanced screening of WOG Boys Forever next Wednesday. The phone lines are going to open very soon, 13:10. Not to mention every caller who gets to air on the show today. So if you play and you don't win, you still score yourself a $50 fuel card.
Free petrol.
How
free
cool.
petrol. Everyone Ooh. Wants that.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help. Help. Novos. Local as. New FM.
What a day to be giving away free fuel, Crevo.
I know.
How good is this?
Long weekend time, free petrol on us. What more do you want?
Not to mention, you just hear Jess. Mm. We've got cause tickets up for grabs all weekend as well.
Jeez, you wouldn't be listening to another radio station, would you?
Tickets to the cause.
You wouldn't bother.
Tickets to the cause up for grabs
yeah.
all weekend. We have every caller who gets to air today scores free fuel.
Yeah.
Tickets up for grabs.
Correct. During our show.
During our show. Tickets up for grabs to our advanced screening of WOG Boys Forever. Also, tickets up for grabs to Van Gogh Alive. Like, this is ridiculous.
That's actually out of control
prize,
at the moment.
The prize cupboard is overflowing.
it runneth over.
Now, Tyler, you're the one who has to write everyone's names down. Are you excited for today?
Oh, I'm riveted.
Oh, no. I've got the sheet in here for you to put all the names down on, by the way.
Thanks so
no
much.
No worries. I'm looking after you, hey. Are you excited? You're going back home for the long weekend.
I am, and it's meant to bucket down, and I have a wine tour booked. In. So also love that
you
for me.
Love that for you. Love that. You know what? The wine, you're gonna forget about the rain.
It's
Don't
fine. I've
that.
Got all my wet weather gear from Splendor in the Grass. I've got my gum boots that go up to the thighs. I'm
you're
wine.
Ready. Yep. You're ready. No, that's it.
I always think though, like back in the day, we used to call boots like that Tugra boots.
Tugra boots.
Yeah. I'll tell
what?
You, I'll tell you off air why. It's not safe for radio.
Really?
Is it having a dig at people that live in Tugra?
No. I'll tell you off air. It's not safe for radio. In the meantime, though, we're playing 5 in 10 on the other side of this Crevo.
Yeah, we are. Of course, this is your chance to win, first of all, free film just for being on air. Plus, you're in the draw to win tickets to Van Gogh Alive, which is awesome. The world's most visited multi-sensory experience on now until October 23.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and see that. 13:10:09. All you got to do is name five things in 10 seconds from the topic we give
you. Now, you don't even have to get this right today and you walk away with a fuel card. So, yeah. Easy as 13:10:09. If you want to play, we'll take your call.
The Novos. The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All right, very simple. All you have to do is name five things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you.
Yeah.
And it's prizes galore this morning.
Oh, mate.
You get $50 worth of fuel just for being on air.
Easy. Done.
Then if you, then you're in the draw as well for Van Gogh Live tickets.
Yes. Plus, but if you win this...
Yeah, you get a double to our Wog Boys Forever premiere.
Imagine if you won all three.
That's possible.
How good's that? All right, let's well spin possible. This wheel to get to the category for 5 in 10. We haven't had this one before, I don't think.
No.
Art.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones. We're meeting Sue in Newcastle. Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning.
We're doing really well. First of all, congratulations. $50 fuel card all yours for getting on air. Amazing. You haven't even played 5 and 10 yet.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
How exciting is that?
How good. So, what we're going to do, we're going to give you a topic. If you can name five things in 10 seconds, we're going to give you a double to our advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever next week at Advent Cinemas in Qatar, okay?
That would be wonderful.
All right. Your topic for today, what we need you to name five things in 10 seconds, five colours. Your time starts now.
Five colours,
yep.
Did you say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, purple, orange, red, green, blue.
Yeah, you've done
it. Yeah, she's done it.
Easy
yeah,
as that.
Yeah, you have. You're coming along to our event screening. Guys. Well done, Sue.
Oh, look, I'm so excited. I got through yesterday, but because I was driving, I got cut off.
No, oh, that's unfortunate. You know what? You saved it for today to get the fuel card. Well done.
Even better. Because obviously you have a car and you drive,
yes,
so
you need the fuel.
All these things are lining up for Sue. She's absolutely ecstatic about the whole situation.
Every caller getting to air winning free fuel today. Amazing. Hey, on the other side of this, we're talking what it's like when your partner goes to prison.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if I could deal, to be honest, but a woman has come out saying, it is the best thing that has ever happened to her relationship.
Really?
The fact that a partner got arrested and sent to prison.
I don't know if she understands law and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Anyway.
Get into the details on
we'll
the other
hear
side
her
of this.
Perspective. It's a love story, baby,
just say yes. I always love a great love story.
So do I.
Sometimes they don't go exactly to plan. So Katie, she's from Mackay. Unfortunately, her fella has been incarcerated. And she said, it's the best thing that ever happened to
really?
Our relationship.
This is so weird because I always find it fascinating how couples are able to stay together for like 20 years when one of them goes to prison.
Yeah, you think someone would cheat. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, it's probably the guy in jail.
What,
because
right.
You get the people who are obsessed with the people who are in prison.
Oh,
I don't understand this. Like the serial killers and all that kind of stuff. I don't think the guy that she's dating is a serial killer.
No, I know.
Now, she's opted not to go into detail about his crime.
Okay.
So, because it could incriminate him further, maybe.
Right, we don't know what the situation is.
But the problem is, for their particular relationship, he's been shipped off to a correctional facility 700 kilometres away.
Oh, geez, you'd think that would make it hard for the visits, if
now,
you will.
She's an eyelash technician, apparently,
okay.
And it takes 16 hours of round-trip driving just for a one-hour visit.
Oh, my God, that sounds awful. Is this in America?
No, this is here. She's from Mackay.
Oh, like far north Queensland,
yeah.
Mackay. Where?
Yeah, this is in Australia.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Now, the reason why she finds it as a good thing is because it makes her appreciate every second she gets to spend with him because it is, as she said, like an 18-hour round trip for a one-hour visit.
Jeez, that is full-on commitment to a relationship, isn't it? That's more than just, you know, I love you or whatever.
Yeah, so how often do you think they see each other?
Oh, 18 hours once a month, maybe at the best.
Twice a month, actually.
Really? Every 2 weeks she's doing 18 hours of driving?
Yep.
Jeez, that is commitment to the relationship.
They'd only been dating for 7 months at this point.
What?
Before he was incarcerated. And she says, I felt a roller coaster of emotions. It was a grieving process when he got taken away.
Wow, surely she'd drop him. You would think.
But the heart wants what it wants, Creebo.
That it does. And who am I to say no to a romantic?
Yeah. So between the in-person and they do virtual visits as well.
Okay,
over
cute.
Over a computer.
Yeah.
She's only allowed a sporadic 6-minute phone call to fill the gaps. So she can't plan the phone calls or anything like that. Yeah.
Jeez, you'd keep your phone on, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you? Oh, absolutely. It has made our relationship stronger than ever. It has opened our eyes to how much we appreciate and we love each other.
Oh, cute, but God, they've only been at it 7 months. So let's see how they're doing in another 7.
I would say
I reckon the 18-hour driving trips would take the toll.
If I'd only been with someone for 7 months and they got shipped off to jail, I don't know how committed I could be.
Wouldn't last for me.
It depends on how long they're in for, what they've done as well. Like, if it's a non-violent crime, I might be able to
get past it.
Like, you know, I don't even know what crime I'd consider letting them off for.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't know until you're in the situation,
Sometimes people do go to jail for, what is it, what is it called?
I don't know.
You're defending his self-defense.
Oh, yeah.
Because it didn't get proven.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only thing I could deal with.
There's not much else.
Good luck to them.
I'll say. Hey. If that works out, you'll be stronger for it.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
Bonobos. New FM.
13 10 09. What bad decision lost you a lot of money?
Okay.
This is the question we're asking here. So it could be like where you actually lost some of your money, or where you missed out on a big game, right? Now, the reason we're talking about this is Cardi B, she's been in court recently, where she's basically, this is about a strip club brawl back in 2018.
She glassed somebody, didn't she?
Well, something, there's involvement in the brawl is the way it's being described.
Where she's been implicated.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she had to go have her day in court. Mm. And while she was there, because the court date was set and couldn't be changed, she has missed out on a multi-million dollar deal with Call of Duty, the video game franchise.
Ooh.
Because she couldn't do the photo shoot. Yeah. She couldn't fill out, like, her contractual obligation. The deal was already signed up.
Yep.
But because she had to spend the day in court and can't get out of that, she missed out on millions of dollars.
That's brutal.
And easy money from Call of Duty. Just stand around, do a few photo shoots, voice a few things maybe, job done.
It would have been very easy money for her, that's for sure.
No doubt. So, that's what we're after. 13 10 09. Did a bad decision cost you a lot of money? So maybe the sort of thing, maybe you missed out on buying a house just because it wasn't quite right or something.
And the value's gone through the roof.
Gone right up. Or maybe you did some bad decision on the roads and crashed a nice car.
Yeah, something like that. Every caller who gets to air today scores himself free fuel,
by the way. Free petrol vouchers.
13 10 09.
Yeah, on right now. Plus, everyone's in the draw for Van Gogh Alive tickets, Foreshore Park, which is awesome. So, prizes on prizes for the long weekend.
Yeah, if you want that free fuel, you got to call us with this story. What bad decision cost you a lot of money? Come on, put that dirty, sexy money on me, on me, on me. You got to
Yeah, Cardi B in court. It's cost her a multi-million dollar Call of Duty deal.
That's unfortunate.
Because she had to be in court on certain days and they needed her on certain days and that wasn't possible.
Yeah.
So, she doesn't get the big payday.
Multi-million. Yeah. Like, that's brutal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a lot of money. Bad decisions costing you big cash. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, 13 10 09. What bad decision cost you a lot of money? Go into the phones. John is in Taraba. Hey, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing really well. What bad decision cost you a lot of money?
Well, a bad decision. I picked five out of 7 numbers of Powerball plus a Powerball a couple of weeks ago cost me $4.4 million.
Oh, geez, John. Okay, what were the numbers that you picked and what were the numbers that came out?
Well, me 5 numbers that came out right.
Yeah.
The numbers I was out were the 2 numbers plus a Powerball for $4.4 million.
Oh, John.
Oh, that is rough.
That's brutal. But you know what? Worth it, though. $50 fuel car coming your way. So there you go. Maybe it was worth it.
Small win.
Yeah.
Small win.
Going to Corey in Elmer Vale. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, doing really well. What bad decision cost you a lot of money?
I crashed a limousine.
Oh, details, please, Corey.
So I was on my way to Morisset, and I got down to Morisset, and as I was going through this one-way car park, and I should have realised I wasn't going to make it, I've come around, and this guy had a juke sticking out, and as I've gone around, I've just heard crunch, the whole way up the side of the limousine. And I've gone, oh no, I had passengers in the back. And then, so, you know, I told the boss and everything. And yeah, it cost me, well, my job and also a bit of money.
How
so
much?
Did he make you pay like the excess and whatnot, did he?
Yeah, there was a little bit of excess.
Jeez!
And then on top of it, I was spewing because you get your jobs lined up in advance. The next job I was scheduled for was to pick up Jess and Lisa Veronica.
Oh, I was annoyed. Oh, Corey, that's a bit brutal. Oh, wow.
Jeez, lost your bunch, but $50 fuel card.
There you go. Maybe somewhat worth it.
Makes up for it in a very, very small way.
Closest I came was the other day when I went to the raffles down at Wandry, and yeah. I made the decision to just go to the bar before I went to buy my tickets.
Yeah.
Someone in front of me who bought tickets won.
Oh, what did you lose out on?
Potentially like a TV.
Oh,
something
no.
like it was like a 65-inch LG something or other.
Your desire for a drink cost you a
bloody
brand new TV.
That can of Fanta cost me an LG 65-inch LED TV.
Brutal.
Not fun.
Brutal.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
A lot of music news to unpack. We'll do it next.
Beautiful. Details on the other side of this.
The Novos. And
if I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So you've got a bit of music news for us, Tyler.
Well, yeah, obviously the biggest news to come out of America yesterday, obviously.
Yeah, right? This is sad.
Awful news.
Yeah, so I actually went back and watched the episode of The Nanny that he was in yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played Irvin, a gift wrapper.
There you go. I didn't know that.
Then he turns into an actual rapper. It's a great episode.
He was not long ago in the country on the field day lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I really saw him at. It was wild. Wow. So, yeah, unfortunately, if you're living under a rock and you didn't know.
One of his last performances. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you missed it, Coolio has died in California, age 59. They suspect a heart attack.
Yep.
But they're saying that he was visiting a friend, went to the bathroom, didn't come out for a really long time. So they went to check and they found him unresponsive.
That's really sad. Poor bugger.
I know.
Poor family.
I know. Yeah, sending thoughts to his family and 10 kids. He had 10 kids.
10?
He's the Nick Cannon 2.0, you guys.
He was the original Nick Cannon.
I know.
Rest easy, buddy.
Yeah, no foul play suspected. No drugs or drug paraphernalia found, but they are still opening a death investigation just to check. So,
yeah, coroner report will be out soon, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad news.
Yeah. Anything else going on in the world of music?
Oh, your boy Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
He not long ago was divorced to his wife. I forget her name.
Can't remember her name.
No,
Lynn,
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway, so he's now engaged to another young boobo that looks like that she could be younger than Miley.
Oh, my God. Why doesn't this surprise me?
I know.
Why are they so attracted to people in their 50s and 60s? I don't get it.
I know, but obviously, like, I mean, if I was this chick, I'd be getting on to Billy Ray and hoping that, you know.
Well, I was going to say, if he's the same age as
Will.
I was going to say, at the same token, if he's the same age as, like, Robbie Williams, for example, you'd go there.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I would jump that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Tyler.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And 13 10 09, Do you live with a sleepwalker or a sleep talker? And what do they do? What do they talk about? Because this always fascinates me.
Do you sleep talk or does Emmy sleep talk?
I used to, when I was younger, be a sleepwalker.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So I have, we used to, on the farm, there's very steep ladder-like stairs to my room. And I used to go straight down those and outside, fully asleep.
Wow.
Walk around outside. I then, on a trip to Sydney once, terrified my mum by going out of the bedroom, straight out the door and out into a busy street in Sydney.
Okay.
So that
not
was
ideal.
Not great.
Don't do that.
I somehow unlocked the door of a, you know, friend's house.
Jeez.
To do this.
Well, this has all come about as well because there's a psychic over in the UK, I believe, who's revealed all of her things that she says.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is really weird. We've got some audio of this. So basically, there's just random little bits that she's saying in her sleep. The first one.
Well, the 70s sick.
Now, if you missed that.
Were the 70s sick?
Were the 70s sick?
So, apparently, she reckons she's talking to ghosts.
All right, another one.
Would you like a beverage?
She's talking to the ghosts. Would you like a beverage?
Offering them a drink.
And then this.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's my personal.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's my personal favourite.
And wrapping it up with. Come on. Who wants some supper?
She's being very polite to these ghosts that are in her house.
13209, do you live with a sleep talker? And what do they talk about?
This is funny. I love this
stuff.
Every
caller who gets to air today scores themselves a $50 fuel card.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Plus in the draw for the Van Gogh Live tickets
as
too.
As well.
Megan Trevo.
Do you live with a sleep talker or a sleepwalker? And what do they talk about? I love hearing these stories. It's all because there's this psychic who does videos on TikTok and stuff, called herself sleep talking.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, talking weird stuff to ghosts.
You
very
know there's
funny.
Apps for this?
Yeah, of
so
course.
So there's apps that count when you wake up.
Yeah.
When you talk, when you cough. All kind of stuff.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really cool stuff, actually.
Yeah.
I apparently used to talk about a place called Rockmelon Drive in my sleep. I don't know where this is or what it is.
It sounds like fun,
and
though.
I used to thank my ex. I used to apparently say, thank you for going for a walk to warm my feet up.
Really?
Yeah, don't know what that means.
You're a bit of a sleep talker,
it turns
out. I'm
a bit of a sleep talker, absolutely.
Chatting away.
Yeah.
Day and night.
Exactly. Can't get away. From it with me. Let's go to the phones. Jane is in Mount Hutton. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
Hello. Do you live with a sleep talker or are you one?
I am one.
Or what do you talk about in your sleep?
Well, I've got two girls and one of them in particular tells me that I wake up and I'm yelling and not very nice to people.
Oh, really?
Are you having a one-sided argument?
Well, I think it's because I don't tell them in person.
Right, so you bottle it up inside and let it out at night.
Okay,
but
radio-friendly, what is the worst thing you've said?
Swearing.
Oh, dear.
Tell
Jane.
People.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No, oh, dear.
The people around you are idiots. I get it. Paul is in Singleton up next. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, indeed. I'm doing very well. So tell us, are you a sleep talker or you live with one?
I'm the sleepwalker talker.
Oh. What adventures have you gone on,
Paul?
What have you done?
Oh, this has started ever since I was 2 years old. The first one that I remember being told was letting myself out by standing on a chair and running down the street.
Wow.
Not long after that, my uncle passed away, and I guess I dreamt about him being buried alive, and I was trying to dig him out.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bit sad and aggressive when I was younger.
Yeah.
One time I popped my head around the corner. We lived in a two-story house, and my mum said, what are you doing away? Get to bed. I was like, yeah, I'll show you what I'm effing doing, and started throwing shoes at her.
Jesus. And you were asleep, clearly.
Asleep. I have no recollection. I've never remembered any of this.
And that was last week, which is weird.
Yeah. Throwing
Hey, you know what? Jane and Paul, both winners this morning, both scoring themselves $50 fuel cards.
How good, just by getting involved with the show.
It's as easy as that. Everyone that gets on air today winning $50 fuel cards as New FM helps you with the high cost of living at the moment.
Yeah, maybe Lizzo might need a fuel card. We're talking about her next.
I think she's all right.
She's rocked out on stage in Washington over the last couple of days, and she's played a priceless heirloom.
Ah.
Yes, that belonged to an old president.
Really?
200 years ago.
Oh, this is a story we need to get
into.
Yeah,
we'll get you the details on the other side of this.
Megan Trevo.
Now, as Lizzo said on stage the other night in Washington, D.C., she is making freaking cool history. We're playing a 200-year-old crystal flute.
Wow.
Now, and it's quite funny because when she first came onto the scene, she would play the flute, like, at her shows.
And yeah, fairly regularly.
People thought it was a hoax, a record-level hoax, that she couldn't actually play the flute. There was someone backstage playing the flute.
No, she can play.
She's classically trained in playing flute. She was in band growing up.
Yeah, she is a really good flute fiddler, I guess you would say.
Yes, exactly. So the flute was loaned to her from the Library of Congress in Washington, and it actually originally belonged to one of the first presidents of America.
That's extraordinary.
So President James Madison, it was his crystal flute, it's 200 years old. She busted it out on stage, did a bit of a twerk as well while she's playing a 200-year-old crystal flute.
What's amazing is, because I've had a look at the pictures, because it's clear,
yeah,
you can see through.
Yes.
And see, like, her flesh on the other side. It's like
It's
like a massive flesh flute that she's fiddling away at.
It is actually quite strange. But she said on Twitter, nobody ever heard of the famous crystal flute before. Now you have. She's put so many videos of this on her Instagram. I've been living my best life watching it. She's clearly getting such a kick out of this.
Of course.
For someone who was classically trained from like the age, I think it was like 7 or 8, in band. Now she's on stage in Washington, D.C., playing a 200-year-old crystal flute from one of the first presidents of America.
Well, she's
come a long way.
She's essentially fingering the most famous flute in the world.
You could say that.
I don't think there'd be a more famous flute than that.
No. Well, I've never heard of any famous flutes, to be completely honest. But
that'd be right up there.
It's really cool that the library offered her this.
Yeah. Well, they've obviously thought, you know what, this famous flute doesn't get fiddled enough.
No.
And this is somebody that can draw attention to a piece of history.
And now everyone's going to want to come to this library to
see
this famous flute. Stuff the president who owned it. Lizzo played this flute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And right up next, Love It or Lie That, this is where Tyler is in with a daily topic, and you and I, Meg, we have to decide in the moment, love it or lie that, no fence sitting, a snap decision to get our real deepest, darkest thoughts on the topic.
It's really hard because I am a fence sitter.
Yeah, me too, naturally.
I dilly dally.
Yeah, but
flip,
not in
flop,
this,
if you will.
Not in this situation, you gotta decide.
Love it. Love it.
This is where producer Tyler is in with a daily topic, and Meg and I have to decide in the moment, love it or loathe it. Let's hear it.
4 day working weeks.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Great idea.
Bring it on.
Can we try and implement this here at the radio station, you guys?
Yes,
please.
I'm all for it.
Do you think our bosses would listen?
No, we've got a 4 day work week next week. You know what? Actually, no, because I have to work next Saturday, so I still got a 5 day week next week.
Yeah, I know. Just why don't they make it a rule? They should make it a rule that we're only allowed to work 4 days.
Yes. Oh, 4 weeks, beautiful.
4 weeks, even better.
4 weeks and 48 weeks per holidays. I like that idea.
I mean,
that's an Adele kind of work week.
Absolutely it is. You're right. A 4 day work week trial has been rolled out across the country with some companies, and it's seeing higher staff satisfaction, no drop in productivity, so much so that one Australian employer has said that there was no way his company would go back to 5 day weeks.
It makes a lot of sense.
It really does.
Like, if you can get the same amount of work done in 4 days and you can get done in five, why are you there 5 days a week?
I agree. Imagine being paid the same wage, even though your hours have been reduced by 20%.
Well, if you're getting the same amount of stuff done, who cares?
I agree. Imagine, like, what kind of venues would actually work? Like, obviously hospitality wouldn't work.
No, our job wouldn't really work because we can't really get... We're hired to do a show 5 days a week.
Yeah,
so that
won't
happen.
Work.
But a lot of people are hired to work 5 day weeks that are, you know, they're backflipping on that. So don't rule it out, Meg.
Yeah, true.
But I'm listening.
So I think it's mainly jobs where it's like possibly like manufacturing or something
no,
like that.
I'm corporate. Thinking more like engineering.
Yeah.
Because if you can do all your work, you've done.
See, anything that involves customer service to a degree, I think they have to rule out.
Yeah.
Because customers don't go away.
That's yeah. right.
So, like, but, call I mean, centers, if you just retail, close, if you just everything.
Close the doors and hang the phones up, they'll have to ring back the next day.
Mm, or they'll just go elsewhere where there isn't
that's
a 4-day
That is the
that's
danger.
The problem.
Well, the good thing is that staff are happier thanks to the extra day off, obviously, and still 100% productive in all of these places that they're trialing it. Some of the employees are saying they're loving it. They've got their lives back. It's been good for the workplace, good for the employees, good for the company.
Well, as well, when you think about it, they're less likely to take annual leave throughout the week
100%.
Because they've got that one day
to
get everything
stuff.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. You're
Book
right.
Book your doctor's appointment for that day. Book whatever.
But also, too, the incentive of being like, you've got an extra day off, so you must get all your work done now.
Exactly.
But it's like you're going to work at a higher level as well because you know that you're being rewarded
by
having
stressed.
An extra day off.
You're not stressed.
I'm putting it out there to everyone on their way to work today. Put it to your boss. Suggest it. See what happens.
I've always said as well, like, I'd be more than happy to do a 4-day work day if the days were longer than 5 days. Like, because the standard is, 8 hours?
Mm.
Give me a 10-hour work day and give me 4 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I'll be all over. Body stay vicious. I'll be up in the gym
just working on my fitness. Now, I'm feeling very spoiled right now because I think I pay like $8 a week for my gym.
Yeah, not expensive.
I'm not going to Sydney for these highly bougie gym that's just open. We know Allianz Stadium in Sydney, they've redone it, right?
Of course.
Looking very schmick.
Yeah.
They've included a gym there. And take a guess on the annual membership.
For a year
gym.
God.
The Sporting Club of Sydney is what this gym is called.
$1,500 and $1,200 or something.
That would be pretty standard. $100 a month?
Yeah. Like
some
a
people
nice
could
gym.
Get a lot of people pay like $50 a week for the thing for F45 these
days.
Like,
yeah, so maybe $2,500 then
now,
double.
Now, this one. First of all, your joining fee. It's not a $59.99 joining fee. Talk about $5,000.
To join
this bougie ass gym, and then you're looking at about $22,000 a year.
Are you joking?
Look, there are better things I'm spending $22,000 on than a gym.
Who is actually paying that? Have they signed anyone up?
Apparently, there's a few people who have already gained memberships.
See, this is the sort of thing where you'd think, like, oh, that price was designed by the cleaners, so they never have to do any work.
Exactly. So the Sporting Club of Sydney, located at Allianz Stadium, if you've got to spare $22,000 and you want to go there for a year, why not? Lifestyle members have taken to social media because $830 million this thing is worth.
What the
hell?
And
they're calling it an oasis.
It's just a gym, right? Is there anything special?
There's a couple of really cool things. So there's two sections to the gym.
Yeah.
You've got the weight section, the indoor gym with every machine you could want in there, and then a cardio-based gym, which includes outdoor exercise section, a spin cycle classroom with 9 screens and areas for Pilates and yoga. You know what? I've been to a couple of gyms and they've got all this stuff.
Yeah, I've never heard of any gym that doesn't have those things.
Now, they
what
do have
a
like
joke.
Day spa kind of vibes with a 25-meter indoor cold plunge pool and a 50-meter outdoor heated pool with water that was really soft.
What does that even mean? How ridiculous. What a joke. You know what? I do say, fools and their money are easily parted.
So,
and that's a great example of it.
We've got a steam room, infrared sauna, and a recovery room, cabanas with televisions, a bar area. Why? It's a gym.
Yeah.
Outdoor dining, terrace, and cafe.
What a joke.
I don't understand why gyms need cafes.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, the majority of unless you're selling like what is it, Oxy Shred in a smoothie.
That's
what
probably what it
want?
Is. Yeah, you're not there for your eggs, Benny.
No,
that's no good.
Too many carbs on that.
No, I know.
Absolutely not. I'm not spending $22,000 on a gym membership. Let me tell you,
what a waste of money.
At
anyway.
The same time, do you think they do the 7-day free trials?
Well, good question. Because
I'd go check it out.
I don't think it's their thing.
No?
Just quietly.
I think I got a 7-day free trial at mine. So I go to Planet Fitness. And the only reason I'm there is because I get a free spray tan every week.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Free spray tan and a massage chair.
That's perfect.
Let me tell you how good.
Oh, well, at least it's not $22,000
What's that's that? A house deposit.
Oh, I can't
believe that. That is a house deposit for a yearly membership for a gym.
Ridiculous.
My God. You know what? If you want to sponsor the show, though, we're happy to have you.
It's a superb facility.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as. New FM.
All right, so, Meg, the other day I'm driving through Mayfield, just on Maitland Road there, and I pull up at the lights just near the Stag and Hunter, right? And I look across to my left, two lanes of traffic there, and there's somebody pulled up next to me. He's got in his hand one of those, like, instant noodle pots.
Oh, yeah, cup of noodle.
Cup of noodle. And he's eating the hot noodles. It's steaming with chopsticks while driving.
Okay, I know you can't eat and drive legally.
Nah.
But that's ridiculous.
Isn't it? I mean, sure, like a traveller pie, that is like...
Yeah, sneaking a couple of sneaky chips from Macca's
fine.
From the cup holder, not a problem.
Eating with chopsticks, a hot noodle. Like, what if you break suddenly and that boiling water goes everywhere?
Exactly, what a knob.
The chopsticks go in your eye.
Yes.
None of that is any good. Anyway, this is what I wanted to do here because I thought this is ridiculous. What's the craziest thing you've seen while driving out on the roads? Mm. Drivers doing stuff. Passengers doing stuff.
Pedestrians doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll take them as well.
They can be a dodge.
Yeah, great stories is what we're after. 13 10 09. What's the craziest thing you've seen out while driving?
And every caller who gets to air today scores themselves a fuel card, let me tell you.
We are giving these things out like candy.
Yeah, you got to have a good story, though.
Yeah, 13 10 09. What have you seen while driving? Crazy stuff. We'll get your stories on the air next.
Oh. Shut up and drive.
Couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this guy eating a pot noodle, like driving, it's just at the traffic lights in Mayfield, chopsticks in hand, just chowing down on it with the steam coming out. It's so dangerous.
Not ideal. I've seen people eat cereal, like with a bowl, with a spoon, but it's not hot.
It's not boiling hot.
Yes. What a weirdo. We're going to the phones, though. The craziest things you've seen on the road. We're going to Rick in Redhead. Hey, Rick.
How you going?
Hey, good. What's the craziest thing you've seen on the road?
Well, I was working as a car salesman in Sydney. And I was driving to work one morning, and this lady was driving towards me with her elbows on the steering wheel, steering the car, while she was putting her mascara on.
Oh, I've seen this as well. This is nuts.
And I couldn't believe it. Like, there was a good period of, 5 or 10 seconds where she was looking in the mirror on the visor instead of the road.
Oh, my God. It's worse than when you're on your phone.
So dangerous. Rick wins a $50 fuel card.
Yeah, how good. It's going to Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what is the craziest thing you've seen on the road?
Well, we were heading up the coast, so, between the Hexham Bridge and Raymond Terrace, that stretch.
Yeah.
We're driving, like, 9:30, 10 in the morning, and there's a man walking with just T-shoes on.
Oh, buck naked.
Yeah.
Well, he had shoes on and maybe the radio on.
Maybe.
That's it.
Did you get a good look?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw everything? Tackle box?
Shouldn't have bothered.
Didn't make Robbie's morning at all.
$50 fuel card for you. Diane in Lake Macquarie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, that's the way. Crazy thing you saw on the road, what was it?
Heading down the M1, I had a young P-plater next to me in a ute with his feet crossed out his window over his rearview mirror, obviously with the cruise control on.
No.
That is so dangerous.
Oh, my God. Did you bib at him or something and tell him what an idiot he was? Because I would have.
Yeah, we certainly weren't impressed and we didn't hang around him for too long.
No. Absolutely not.
An accident waiting to happen.
So you got him, you've got old mate naked, you've got the one putting the mascara on, your noodle guy with the... What are people doing on the road? How did they get their licenses?
All these people... have licenses, and all these people vote too. And just keep that in mind.
These people pass their license test. Do you reckon they were having noodles with chopsticks in their license, their driving test?
No,
probably not. God. Oh, this is crazy. This actually makes me terrified to get on the road. Keep in mind, double demerits, guys, as well.
This long weekend? Yes. Yeah.
And if you see any idiots on the road, pull them up.
Well, yeah, I mean, with safely, care, of course.
Safely, of course. Not while you're doing something illegal yourself. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
So you know how yesterday we were talking about an interview that Hailey Bieber did where she squashed any of the rumours that she stole Justin Bieber from
Selena
Gomez?
That's right, yeah. No, well, crossover.
She dropped a whole bunch of other bombshells that we missed yesterday, you guys. Ooh.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to fill you in.
All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my
with Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So much more to unpack from this Hailey Bieber interview.
Mm. Yeah, so obviously the main one was that she was asked if she'd stolen Justin Bieber from Selena Gomez, and yeah, she flat out said no, but it was a bit fishy, but the answer is no. She's also revealed that she has to see a therapist because of the hate that she still gets from OG Justin and Selena fans.
Yeah, what we spoke about this yesterday. The fans are actually ridiculous.
Yeah, she said it still happens to this day. She was like, if I was to go live on Instagram now, I'd get people going mad.
Yeah. It wouldn't be surprised if she's still getting, like, death
ridiculous
threats.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so wild. Ridiculous.
People need to calm down.
She's also revealed some pretty spicy details on their sex life to you guys.
Ooh, interesting.
Here we go.
They're not looking for a third.
Okay.
Apparently, so Selena's out.
Yes.
Well, he's quite religious, isn't he?
Well, apparently there was a rumour for a while that they were getting messages that were kind of like an application to be said third. Lol, could you imagine?
Oh, yeah, forwarding my resume to Justin Bieber, geez, and Hailey Bieber. Okay.
And where would you even send that? To the PA?
Yeah.
To his personal email?
To whom it may concern.
Like a job application.
Yeah.
I have skills and abilities that might interest you.
Please read my cover letter.
Experience.
Oh, my God.
Here's a link to my OnlyFans to see what I can do.
Imagine, complete side note, imagine having a sex resume, you guys.
Oh, there'd have to be one, surely.
People would do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If we've thought of it, whenever you think of an idea and you think that's original, it's not.
Someone's already onto it.
Yeah. There's someone who specialises in this.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Yes. She's also shared their favourite sex position, if you're into that.
Oh, look.
Are they? You know what? Can I guess?
Yeah, go on.
I reckon missionary.
Mm. Nah.
You know what? I'll leave this game for off
air. Really?
Kids in the car, my friend.
Oh, true.
They're on holidays.
Also, too, completely unrelated to Justin Bieber, we're moving on. Did you guys know that Brad Pitt and Em Radakowski could be a thing?
I don't even know who Em Radakowski
is. Oh, yes, you do.
No.
Google her.
No, she's got no idea who she is.
She's a model.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, famous.
Very famous.
The name rings a bell, and when I look at a picture now, yeah, I know who it is.
They are the two most genetically blessed humans to walk this planet.
I don't even know how to spell her name.
Just type in M. Rada.
And it will come up.
Was she in the Blurred Lines video?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, now I know she is.
Yeah.
So now you know, yeah.
A source who spoke to Page Six said Brad and Emily have been seen a couple of times together, they've been hanging out, and that people have been speculating this for a while. I mean,
she was married, wasn't she?
She was engaged, yes. Ah. Who was she engaged to? She had that hectic engagement ring too.
Looking at this, she was married, actually.
Oh.
Sebastian Bear McClard? I don't know who that is.
Well, yeah, they're not long split. I do know that, and she's been seeing Brad Pitt. Em Radakowski is my age, and Brad Pitt is almost 60 years old. But, oh boy, you best believe, if Brad Pitt was DMing me, I'd get onto that, too. I also don't look like Em Radakowski. I don't have a rig like her, so he probably wouldn't DM me.
You know what? I've seen photos of Brad Pitt recently. Not my thing. Give me George Clooney any day.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's still got it.
Nah, I don't like the long hair. Never have.
Oh. Some people say that he looks like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
a bit of a Karen vibe.
He kind of does.
If you put him and Billy Ray Cyrus next to each other, they kind of, like, Billy Ray Cyrus is like the Aldi version of Brad Pitt now.
I want to speak to the manager.
She's stunning, though.
She's beautiful,
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Own the skin you're in and all that.
Absolutely. News time up next, 8:26.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Az. New FM.
Right after us, 105 commercial free with producer Tyler. What's coming up?
Superfly and Defunk.
Talk about Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
How good. Pleasure, love.
talking about Feel Good Friday, though, you guys.
Yeah.
This song epitomizes Feel Good Friday.
With the burger chef.
Yes.
You want me to rage quit this job? This is the right way to go about it.
It's one of my faves.
This is not feel good.
Oh, it
is. This is not feel good at all.
Are you joking, Meg? You even know
this
music?
Just stab your ears out with rusty breezer.
Meg, do you even understand what music is?
I don't think she does, Crevo.
Do you even understand what music is?
Obviously not.
Next.
Nah.
Take my headphones off. You can keep fishing.
Pure gold. Thank you.
The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber as well.
Much better. Thank you very much. I'd say One of the best songs of the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Easy.
Great song, no doubt.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free, coming your way after 9 o'clock this weekend. It's a big weekend for Newcastle. The NRLW night in the grand final.
Yeah, they are. Congratulations, ladies.
So interesting because we, let's be real, we had the wooden spoon the last time around and we're in the grand final. Come on.
Way to turn things around.
I'm so excited for this. We're going to get Jess in as well because she's been following the season religiously.
Very closely.
And just unpack the whole season so far because it's been incredible. We've only lost one game.
This is one of the great things that's happened for our city.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. As I've said it a couple of times, I am normally a Melbourne Storm supporter, but when it comes to the NRLW, I am a Knights supporter 100%.
Beautiful words,
they are such gorgeous, gorgeous girls. Doing amazing things for our city.
Yeah.
How can you not love them?
Yeah, exactly. Let's get behind
them. We'll unpack the series that was, and hopefully the series that will be ours.
Yes, please.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
It's going to be a big moment for Newcastle over the weekend. The NRLW night in the grand final. We didn't make it last year, or this year. It was this year.
It's very confusing.
So weird.
Yeah.
We are in the finals. Accor Stadium this weekend, taking on the Parramatta Eels. Uh-huh. Interestingly enough, the Parramatta Eels have only won one game and managed to get into the finals.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
How does that work?
They won one game in the regular season.
Okay.
Which got them into the finals.
In like the preliminary. Semis, yeah. Yeah. So then they won that game, which means they get to play.
But when you've got people like Jessie Southwell, Dally M winner.
Amazing.
How good.
She's so freaking talented.
So if she wins this, she'll be the youngest ever premiership winner.
Like, how cool is that?
For the NRL men's and women's.
And she went to the Commonwealth Games and won gold well when she played with them. So she's just having...
Bloody overachiever, Jessie. Jesus Christ.
I think we
just
did...
Stop. You're embarrassing all of us.
Early in the week, like, did you peak young?
Yeah. No. No pressure. So, as I said earlier, we got the wooden spoon, I think, earlier in the year.
Yes.
It was the first ever season of the NRLW, wasn't it?
For the Knights. We were like almost, it felt like a last minute addition. So we had like no time to gather together a good team. And there were so many good players already signed to other places. The Roosters who won the premiership.
We poached a couple of players though from the Roosters.
So many girls from the Roosters.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So look at who's doing well and nick all their players. Good strategy.
Exactly.
That's the best strategy. Really, really
Newcastle is scrappy. That's our vibe.
Most of them are from here anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
We're just bringing them back home.
Yeah, I like that.
We spoke to Ronald Griffiths earlier in the week as well, and he was saying we're playing the Newcastle way, which is what I really, really like. And it's just, when I watch the girls play, it doesn't seem as stressful because they seem to be enjoying what they're doing so much.
Mm.
And I think that's why I'm going to be honest, I prefer the NRLW over the men's side. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, and the girls have said, like, this, compared to the boys have the NRL as their full-time job. The girls, this is their side hobby.
Yeah, it's a side hustle, if
that's
you will.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to be passionate about it.
You have to love it, otherwise you won't turn up.
Exactly.
There's no drama, there's no bitchiness, which you'd expect sometimes, being an all-women's, you know, code. But
no bitch
they seem to be, they seem to be so respectful of one another, so passionate. And so bloody talented, which is the most incredible thing to watch. It really is.
Yeah. Watching them score tries last weekend, I think it was Millie Boyle.
Yeah.
The try that she scored. Mm. She just flew down the field, like knocked one of the girls out of the way and just, it was incredible.
That's the kind of vibe we need this weekend.
Exactly.
Well, great entertainment and sport together, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's getting more and more traction
yeah.
as the years go on. which is going to be great to see.
Play a full season, like
that'd
the boys,
be incredible,
and like get paid for
and
it.
And get paid for it.
That'd
properly,
be nice,
which would be amazing.
I mean, surely that's the vision, right?
Surely
that's what people
the goal.
Think. Yeah,
absolutely. Exactly. To have this as your full time job, like the men do. It's exactly. incredible.
And it just comes down to getting eyes on screen and eyes and people, you know, watching the games exactly. turning up, because that's how you get the money to pay them.
Yeah, and the game this week, like the final at a core stadium is sold out. So, hopefully people don't just turn up for the boys and actually turn up from kickoff for the ladies.
Will. I reckon they will.
O'clock. I think they will.
Because this will be a moment.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, especially if you're from Newcastle, this is a moment 100%. You want to watch. Hey, on the other side of this, because this is such a big moment for Newcastle, we want to open the phones. 13109 with your good luck messages for the NRLW Knights. Remember, every caller who gets to air today gets $50 fuel card, by the way. So your score fuel card, and you'll get your support messages for the girls on air.
We'd love to just send them into this game with knowing that all of Newcastle is behind
and us. Tell us why you love the NRLW Knights.
Yeah.
Don't just call them and go, good luck.
That's
not taking
not
that.
Good enough.
No way. Tell us why you love
the NRLW Knights.
You
won't make it to air.
Absolutely. We'll take your calls on the other side of these.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
And we just wanted to take this couple of minutes here to wish the NRLW Knights the best of luck.
Yeah. I'm so proud of them. They've done amazing season. Amazing work.
And like you said, they care so much about the game. They have a good time doing it. And that right there is a great message in sportsmanship.
Exactly.
Because
they're very supportive of each other, even on opposing teams.
That's right.
It's just how you do things.
That's right. And that's what sports should be about. And you do all that and you do a great job of it and you train hard and then you can win.
Mm.
And that's what we're going for as they head into the final. So what we wanted to do here is get your messages of support on the air so that they know Newcastle are behind them.
Absolutely. Let's go to Trent in Aberglass. And hey, Trent.
How are you, Nova?
Hello. We're doing well. Your support messages are for the NRLW Knights. Let's go.
Oh, mate, Caitlin Johnson, she's just a standout of the girls. I like enjoying watching them more than the guys. I reckon they play harder, and that's the only reason I'm watching the grand final.
There you go. Look at that. Thank you, Trent.
Absolutely
superb. I agree, though. I'm the same. I prefer the girls' side over the men's.
Yep. All right, Summer in Madawi up next. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Very good. What is your support message for the Knights?
I just want to tell all the girls that they're amazing and that I'll be down there at the game cheering them on.
Oh, you're going?
I am going.
Oh, how good is this? Getting up in the Knights gear, ready to go?
Yes.
Have you been following them this season?
I have, and like the man before me just said, I prefer them more than the boys at the moment.
It seems to be a thing. Well, let's be real. The guys haven't had the best season.
That's all right. Look, you know,
the
there's always next
up
year.
For it, aren't they?
That's it.
Let's wrap this up with Katie in West Wales End. Hey, Katie.
Hi, good morning. How are you going?
Going good. Your support messages for the girls?
Yeah, obviously it's to all of them, but I just wanted to give a huge shout out to Taylor Predibon. She's from a small country town called Gloucester.
Yeah.
And I grew up there, and I know that the whole town is behind her and supporting her. My Facebook news feed is just full of well wishes every week congratulating her, and the support is just huge for her.
How good. This is amazing. The support for the girls around town is huge.
Yeah, and I think especially, obviously, you know, if they can come up with the win, it'd be amazing.
I reckon, you know what?
The celebration would be fantastic
for us. I really don't want to jinx it, but damn, I think they've got this in the bag.
Yeah.
They've played spectacular all year.
Yeah.
How can they not?
And of course, our best wishes.
Of course.
From us and everyone
watching
here at the team.
As I said, I haven't been in NRL for a while, but this has rekindled my love for NRL, mainly NRL. Because the girls are amazing.
Who couldn't love the performance that they've put on this season?
So good. Well done, girls. Well done for getting into the finals. Win or lose,
Newcastle
we are so
is,
proud of you.
Is behind you.
You're smashing it.
You got this.
You got this. All right, heading in. Ooh, you feel good Friday. Sorry, I can't even talk. I'm that excited. 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler.
And Doja Cat.
Love it. Team up with SZA.
Awesome.
I never knew how to pronounce her name.
SZA.
It's S-Z-A.
Yeah.
It doesn't really say SZA, does it?
No.
It does if you know what it is.
Now you know.
The abbreviations.
If you don't know, now you know.
What else we got on the way?
Also ironic to be playing this today.
Oh, we are going into a long weekend. Yeah, it's rain knock off. It's a beautiful day.
Weather's crap,
for sure. You know what? Give it half an hour and there'll be sunshine. What are the odds? Are we Melbourne?
I don't know. All the tropics.
Right?
Also, make your favourite song. With the
yes!
Stop!
Love this. No, we're going to convert you long term.
Absolutely not.
I promise you, we've also got some good stuff from Tones and I as well.
Oh, great. Beautiful. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. Have a happy and safe long weekend. Double demerits are in force.
Drive carefully.
We will catch you on Tuesday.
See you then.
Bye.
Show's done.